Now, this day week is 65 Roses Day, and it's a special day for people living with cystic fibrosis in Ireland and a chance for the public to get involved in the annual fundraising effort. Sadly, like so many fundraisers throughout the last year, normal collections can't take place because of COVID, but you can donate online, 65rosesday.ie. And today I'm going to chat to two people living with CF to chat about the year that they've had. On the line is Bevan Murphy, who is in Lucan in Dublin, and Evan Scully in Navan in County Meath. Bevan and Evan, how you doing?
Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Just to keep me on my toes. Lovely to chat to you guys, and thanks for coming on. Bevan, I'll start with you, and just to find out a little bit about you. You are a second year medicine student studying to be a doctor. How's all that going?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm really enjoying it. It's obviously hard work, and exams coming up now in 2 weeks. But I suppose it's keeping me busy during these times, which I'm really thankful for.
And are you doing a lot of remote learning and then on site as well, or how's that?
Yeah, there's a bit of both. So I'm in the Royal College of Surgeons, and they've been amazing since the pandemic. We actually have our lectures in Croke Park.
Okay.
They rent a space in Croke Park to, like, you know, adhere to the social distancing. So we have kind of best of both worlds. You can get to go in and still kind of have our, like, live learning and then also lectures online. So, really privileged to have that.
Okay, good. And second year in medicine, any particular area piquing your interest at the moment?
Oh, there's so many. I think everyone asks me this question. I never even know what to answer because there's just so many areas. But I really don't know at the moment. But I'm sure, like, if you ask me this question 2 years time, I hope I have my answer for you then.
You've got to explore all avenues, as they say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Evan, you're a physical therapist. You're also a running coach. So how's business been for you?
It's actually been pretty good because, let's say, during the good weather, everybody decides to go out and try to get fit again. So that inevitably leads to injuries. So I'm pretty busy.
And then
everybody wants to start training again. So they're looking for plans as well. So.
Okay. And yeah, because I was going to say in winter, normally, you know, sort of that October, November time, people cut back on it. But this year they didn't. So you would have probably had more people running and more people into you than you would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Bevan, because you're the doctor in training, so can you give us the lowdown? What exactly, we know cystic fibrosis, but and we've heard of it, and what I thought was lovely, actually, was the fact that it's 65 roses. That phrase was coined by children who couldn't say cystic fibrosis,
and
it stuck, which I just thought was lovely. But give us exactly what cystic fibrosis is.
So cystic fibrosis is a genetic condition, so it primarily affects the lungs, but affects, like, many other organs. It basically affects your whole body, but the main issue would be the lungs. So it's basically like a buildup of mucus, and it decreases your lung function. And obviously, like, your lung function is a massive thing for everyone. Everyone needs a good lung function to live, to breathe, to, you know, get up in the morning. But people with cystic fibrosis, a lot of time, your lung function decreases.
Okay.
It's mainly a lung condition, but there's a lot of other, like, a lot of people have, like, cystic fibrosis-related diabetes, liver disease, kidney disease. So it's like starts off in the lungs and then everything else kind of follows through after, if you get me, the other organs.
Okay. And so how did it affect your life growing up? Like, when were you diagnosed and how does it affect you now on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed when I was 6 months old, so I don't know a life without it. Like, it's, you know, it doesn't define me, but it is part of me. Like, it'll always be, like, a massive part of my life. It's a very time-consuming illness. It always has been. I do so much treatment. So I would spend, I did spend 4 hours a day doing treatment, between physiotherapy, nebulized treatment, every day. You do it in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening, you know, before you went to school, before you went to college.
Oh, wow.
You always have to get up earlier than everyone else, you know, stay up later to do your treatment. So it's a very time-consuming illness. It hasn't, you know, stopped me doing everything I wanted to do in life. I might have had to do it a bit later. Like, I still went, you know, after my Leaving Cert, probably the year I was probably at my sickest. I missed a lot of school. I was in hospital, like, 13 times that year.
13 times?
13 times the year my leaving cert. Yeah, and it was actually at that point, like, I did want to study medicine, and I was like, I want to be a doctor, but I just physically wasn't able for it. Like, I was too unwell. Like, I couldn't last week in school when I ended up in hospital, so there was no way I was going to be able to do medicine. So I suppose I went back then, 2019, at the age of 25 to do it. So, but it hasn't stopped me. It's a longer road to get places, if you get me. But I started a new treatment in November, which has literally completely and utterly transformed my life in the space of what months? I think it's like 5 months. It's given me a completely new lease of life, and that's why I said I used to spend 4 hours doing treatment. I just spend nowhere near that anymore.
Okay, and is this Kaftrio?
Kaftrio, yeah.
Kaftrio. This is this new CF wonder drug.
Yeah, it's literally a miracle drug.
It's changed your life in 5 months.
5 months, like, wow. I've never been healthier. Like, it's increased my lung function exponentially. My lung function baseline when I was really well would be, say, like, in between 40-50%, and it's now up at 76%. And, like, that mightn't seem like a huge jump to someone who doesn't know what CF is, and Evan will probably relate to this, but for, like, CF, that is absolutely, like, it's outrageous. Like, it's numbers you never thought you'd see before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Evan, so are you on this new drug as well?
Yeah, I started about 6 weeks ago, and it's an instant feeling that you get. I'd say maybe 2 hours after my first dose. I actually went on a walk with my dog, and thank God I went in a quiet area, because during now, sure, if you cough or sniffle, everybody looks at you.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bevan knows what this feels like, but I finished a run once and people start shouting COVID at me.
Really?
So, yeah. So I went on a walk in a quiet area, and there's a thing called a mucus. What's the word for it? Bevan might know it. Perch, a mucus perch. So I start coughing mucus up everywhere, and that never happens to me. Like, it doesn't happen. Even if I try to get mucus up, it doesn't happen. And 2 hours after taking this drug, I didn't know where it was coming from. It was like an exorcist.
It must have felt like having new lungs once you'd gotten up and had that increased lung function.
Yeah, like, I couldn't believe it. When Bevan was talking about time consumption with treatments and stuff, like, sometimes you're on a nebulizer for 20 to 30 minutes, because that's how long it takes, and that's maybe twice a day, plus everything else that you have to do. So this is, like, it's groundbreaking.
And great reassurance. I'm just thinking of parents now with children newly diagnosed, because there is per capita in Ireland. I mean, comparatively, it's quite high, the levels of cystic fibrosis in Ireland. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, we have the highest life expectancy and one of the lowest life expectancies and the highest capita rate in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so in terms of this new drug, it just must be music to any parent who's out there listening today who's just got a recent diagnosis. It's pretty phenomenal. Can I ask you, Evan, growing up, did you have a hard time accepting it? Like, you were obviously diagnosed very young as well. How did you deal with it?
Yeah, I was diagnosed at 5 months. I suppose growing up, when you get into your teenage years, you start to question everything. You start to question, why do I have this? How come I'm the only one in my family who has it? But those days were rare. I didn't really dwell on it. But I did think about it. I used to hide everything from all my friends. I'm not even sure if my friends knew or not. Like, having to eat every time I'd take digestive enzymes. And I didn't even want... my cousin seeing me take it. It was like a ninja, like throwing the little tablets down every time I ate. But it got to the stage where I felt like everything out there was doom and gloom. All the stories you were hearing was doom and gloom. So I suppose I wasn't a doom and gloom story. So I wanted to show that, like, parents whose child has CF, that it's not all doom and gloom. And like, not to Google what CF is, because it's not good. So I actually don't care who knows now.
Okay. And you guys, I mean, in your 20s now, and am I right in saying you have not met before? You know each other through social media, because two people with cystic fibrosis can't meet face to face because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The COVID thing again, isn't it? You can't, it's cross infection. we can't come in contact with each other, and that's why there's a huge push for isolation rooms with CF as well, because we shouldn't be in contact with anybody else with CF, but whoever else might have a chest infection.
Okay,
that's the importance of isolation wards and rooms in hospitals.
So, Bevan, coming back to you then, like, in terms of spending all that time in hospital and to a large degree having limitations in terms of who you meet and when you meet and how you meet, and obviously winter time and flu season has been difficult and a worrying time for you throughout your life. So, in a way, you could say that it's prepared you better for COVID, the situation that we're all in now when we are having to self-isolate and keep away from people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I know with the first national lockdown last March, I think it was about the 14th of March, I actually started isolating myself about a week before that. I was like, COVID, please. Like, I was following the COVID all over the country. And as soon as I came to Ireland, I was like, that's it. Now I'm burying down the hatches. I'm staying at home. But yeah, like, for the first while, the lockdown just didn't bother me. I'm very used to spending time by myself and being in hospital. And, like, I'm lucky that I actually lost my own company. So I was very used to it, and, you know, other people, I'd be talking to my friends and my peers, and they were really struggling straight away. It was like, how, like, no social interaction, like, what do you do with your day? But I was so used to spending, like, 2-3 weeks at a time in hospital frequently and having four walls to entertain myself. So, yeah, like, I became accustomed to lockdown life really quickly.
And so when COVID happened last March, and as you said, you were following it, and was there a huge sense of anxiety and worry for you? And that question is for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. At the start, I was absolutely petrified. Like, I didn't leave my house. My brother, we used to do the grocery shopping. Anything he dropped, wiped everything down. I was terrified to come in contact with absolutely anybody. I was terrified. Obviously, as I think a lot of people were, though, because it was so new, no one knew much about the virus. And then obviously as time went on, you kind of became a little bit more relaxed, but still very cautious.
And Evan, what about you?
Yes and no. So at the start, I remember there was just before everyone went the whole national lockdown, I went on a run, and I was thinking to myself, this might be the last time I get to run outdoors because I don't know what's going to happen. So I actually had to get a loan of a treadmill just in case. And thankfully, it didn't come to that. But up until, I'd say, somewhere in around August, we were still sterilising absolutely everything that came into the house, grocery-wise. My wife did the shopping, Yasmina, she did the shopping, up until, well, actually, she still does it. we were sanitizing absolutely everything that came into the house.
And so running, I know you're big into the running, and that's been a lifesaver for you. You are, when I say big into the running, I mean, you're the European record holder for running a marathon with CF. You've done marathons. I mean, it's the one thing that has sort of helped you, would you say, and sort of kept you sane and kept you being able to manage your CF?
I'll have to correct you there as well. So it's not an official European record, because I did it in my 5K radius.
Okay. Not official, unofficial.
Unofficial, yeah. But I'm the official world record holder from the 5,000 up to the half marathon.
Good man.
So, yeah, if I didn't run, before CAF Rio, I'd say I'd get to about day 4 by not running. And then it would feel like I'd have a full-blown cold. There would be mucus everywhere. So, yeah, if I didn't run, I haven't been in hospital ever. So, running, I think, it's the only thing that I can put it down to. I don't really take time off from running.
And is that a kind of medically recognised? Because I know, Bevan, you run as well in terms of managing CF and keep it, you know, it is, okay.
Oh, absolutely.
It used to be.
It used to be, but it is now.
It's coming, they're coming to terms with how good it actually is.
For people with CF. It's amazing. And listen, you are both doing bits and pieces for 65 Roses Day. What are you doing, Bevan, in terms of fundraising?
Yeah, myself and my friends are doing 65 minutes of movement every day for the month of April. So I'm planning to run every day. So I started yesterday, so I did my first 65-minute run yesterday, and I'll do my second one today. So yeah, my aim is to run every day for 65 minutes. And again, it's thanks to Castro, the drug, that's given me the ability to actually run straight for 65 minutes. I've never been able to do that before.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And Evan, what about yourself?
So I'd run every day anyway, but I think for Friday, which is the 65 Roses Day, I was trying to come up with something that is totally obscure, but it's not really relatable if I do it, so and I'm not fit enough to do it at the moment. So I think by people just going out and doing something like a 6.5K run or a 6.5 mile run, and then hopefully donate to Cystic Fibrosis Ireland as well. It's just something to get out the door. It could be a 6.5 minute run or walk.
Yeah, just as little or as much as you want. That's what it's all about. Well, for people who want to donate online and get involved, it's the number 65rosesday.ie, and you can find out all about the challenges there. Guys, I'm delighted to chat to you. I'm delighted that the recent medical breakthrough with the new drug that you're on has had such an incredible impact for both of you. So long may that last, and good news for lots of parents and children around the country today as well. So listen, happy Easter and lovely chatting to you.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks a million.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.